This is Brian Sapient, Rational Response Squad. Check us out at www.rationalresponders.com. There is a story right now on CNN that people have been talking about this week, a story about atheist family that was discriminated against, and then they brought on a panel. Some girl, I didn't catch her name. We'll get to her in a minute. Stephen A. Smith, who's actually from Philadelphia. I've had quite a bit of respect for him over the years, and he's actually the only guy that's halfway got a clue on this panel. And then, of course, Debbie Schlussel. She's a tart. Anyway, so I'm going to play this video from them and analyze it as we go along. There's a lot of crap in here, and I'm going to have to pick it apart a very small bit at a time, and I might lose my place and my train of thought and cover things twice, so bear with me. I just saw this video, and I'm sitting in a chat room, in our Stickham chat room, and everybody wants me to respond. If you're unfamiliar, come check us out at rationalresponders.com and scroll down the left-hand side and click RS webcam room. And we have a webcam room where myself and my partners hang out all the time, along with a ton of our friends. And in fact, you guys in the chat room, if you have any questions or thoughts you want to add, and I'm able to focus on reading them, I'll try to integrate them into this little segment that we'll send out on MySpace. And hopefully the people that saw this video and were just livid at the ignorance of these three people who were on this panel will find a little solace in this piece here. So here you go. I'll start off and try to pause it as I go along. Like I said, it's a lot of crap. I don't think I'm going to be able to catch it all.
And welcome back. We're talking about whether there's widespread discrimination against atheists, folks who don't believe in God. Let's check in with our Out in the Open panel now, Stephen Smith, Debbie Schlussel, and Karen Hunter. Hey, Debbie, it took me...
Okay, Karen Hunter was her name.
10 times to say your name right. That's good. Did I get a little brownie point there?
Yes.
So do you think atheists should keep their religious belief secret?
They don't have any religious suggests.
What's their beliefs, period,
secret? What is their belief? What does an atheist believe? Nothing, right?
All right, what does an atheist believe? Nothing. Bullshit. I need like a little bullshit dinger for this segment here, because there's about like 90 bullshits in here. What does an atheist believe? Nothing. Let's just give her a free pass here and assume that she's talking specifically about religion and God. In fact, one could argue that many atheists believe that religion is dangerous. So I have a belief about religion in a way. So hopefully she's specifically talking about God. And what is my belief on God? I don't have one. That's right. Nothing. I'm not going to even touch this one too deep, because there's plenty more. Here we go.
I think this is such a ridiculous story. Are we going to take in God we trust off of our dollars?
Yeah, why don't we? It's unconstitutional. You know, for those who are unfamiliar, I believe it was in the 50s, we added in God we trust to our money. We added under God in our pledge. And we have a, First Amendment. And that First Amendment protects the rights of everybody in this country so that they don't have to have a specific religious belief forced on them. Many people don't realize this, but our founding fathers were not Christian. They were deists. Many of them were deists. I apologize. Some were Christian and different forms of Catholicism. For all we know, some of them could have been atheist. Thomas Jefferson, the writer of our Constitution, he was a deist, okay? He did not believe. In fact, some of these guys wrote the most scathing attacks on Christianity that anybody, any politician, in fact, yeah, any politician has ever written in this country. I mean, read Common Sense by Thomas Paine. Thomas Jefferson, these guys have pegged, you know, anybody who believes in the God of Christianity as, insane, if you read into their paper and you read between the lines. So seriously, are we going to remove God from our money? Damn straight. Let's do it. It's about time that we fixed this congressional indiscretion from the 50s that was created originally to try to, scare the Soviets into thinking that we were a godly nation and that you weren't going to be able to infect us with your communism. So, we're past the Cold War. Let's get past that and let's embrace America for what it was designed for. It was designed to be a diverse country where people were allowed to practice their religious beliefs or non-beliefs without any sort of national motto that tells us that in God we trust. Because guess what, lady? Guess what? I don't trust in God, all right? I don't have invisible friends that I trust in.
You're going to not say one nation under God. When does it end?
Well, how about we stop it when the Constitution is restored? Okay, we live in America. You're an American. Why don't you embrace American principles? Why don't you embrace the Constitution? Why don't you research it and say, you know what? That's unconstitutional. Where does it end? It ends when we fix America so that we are back at a point when we embrace the Constitution and what this country was originally founded upon.
Took prayer out of schools. What more do they want?
What more do we want? Restore the Constitution. That's what I want. I'm an American. I embrace the Constitution. That's what I want.
Are any of you going to defend them here tonight?
No, I agree with her 100%. I think that the real...
So you're saying you're an idiot then, Debbie, huh? You're an idiot then? All right, good.
Discrimination.
What are you, an Iraqi? Are you from Italy or something like that, Debbie? You're not an American then?
Is atheists against Americans who are religious. Listen, we are a Christian nation. I'm not a Christian.
No, we're not a Christian nation, Debbie. Okay, that's retarded. All right? We're not, because we have a majority of these people in this country that are Christian, that does not make us a Christian nation, all right? Like I said, our country was founded, our Constitution was written by a deist. Thomas Jefferson wrote the Constitution. You know what he said? Ridicule is the only weapon which can be used against unintelligible propositions. Ideas must be distinct before reason can act upon them, and no man ever had a distinct idea of the Trinity. It is the mere abracadabra of the mountebanks calling themselves the priests of Jesus. You know what John Adams said? God is an essence that we know nothing of. Until this awful blasphemy is got rid of, there never will be any liberal science in the world. All right, Debbie? Sounds like a Christian nation to me, huh? All right, these are our founding fathers. Why don't you embrace what our country is all about? Diversity, okay? Diversity, Debbie, not Christian nation, all right? If it's a Christian nation, then why don't we stone our children to death when they're disobedient as laid out for us in Deuteronomy?
Christian, I'm Jewish, but I recognize we're a Christian country. And
so basically, okay, so you're Jewish and you recognize you're a Christian country. In other words, you've bought their bullshit. Debbie, you're supposed to be smarter than that, okay? You're like this leading political expert. And you've bought this load of bullshit that's been shoved down your throat that this is a Christian nation. Shame on you, Debbie. Shame.
Freedom of religion doesn't mean freedom from religion. And the problem is that you have these atheists selectively, I believe, attacking Christianity. You had a case in California where school children were forced to dress as Muslims and learn from the Quran. In Michigan, there's a high school, Fortson High School, where they say Muslim prayers at the football game.
I'm not familiar with these cases. I'm not going to comment. I know I don't believe her. You know, maybe somebody can pull up these cases if there was any sort of backlash at all. I just don't know these cases.
It's a public high school, Fordson High School. You don't see atheists complaining about that. I really believe that they are the ones.
I would be complaining about it. I would be complaining about it if I knew about these cases.
Or the intolerant ones against Christians.
Yeah, I am intolerant against Christianity. It's because I'm intolerant against Christianity that you'll see me being tolerant towards Christians. I understand that Christians just suffer from a mind disorder that has been brainwashed and indoctrinated in them before they were even capable of comprehending rational thought, before they were capable of understanding that it was okay to think differently than their parents, before they were capable of understanding that, or at a time when they were had to trust their parents blindly in everything they did. When their parents put clothes on them, they had to trust that they needed clothes. When their parents told them to walk, you know, and look both ways before they cross the street, they had to trust, you know, their parents that this was the proper thing to do or they were going to get hurt. And when they were told that there was an invisible man in the sky that loved them and was their invisible companion, they believed it, okay? And so I understand that when you're taught that at a young age, the psychological factors that weigh in to the brainwashing and indoctrination process that people go through, and I'm here to help them out of it, all right? It's because I'm tolerant towards Christians that I'll be intolerant towards Christianity.
What happened to love thy neighbor and the idea that we should be able to practice free speech?
Yeah, exactly. Love thy neighbor and let us practice free speech. You know, here you guys go up saying this is a Christian nation. So what? So what then? So then we can't have our non-beliefs? All right? I mean, is that what you're trying to say, Debbie? You know, whatever happened to love thy neighbor, Debbie? You know, here we are just speaking up. We are entitled to these views and opinions in this country, okay? We don't advocate hate. We don't advocate violence. For the most part, we're more peaceful than our Christian counterpart. We're certainly more moral than our Christian counterpart. We've held the moral high ground for a very long time, and we still do in this country. Look at the prison statistics, okay? 10 to 15% of the people in this country are atheists. 30% are non-religious. You know how many theists are in prison? Over 99% of the prison population is theist. Why isn't it that 70 or 80 or 85% is theist? That would call to reason, if statistically the numbers were proportionate, that there would be a similar amount of theists in jail as theists in society, but there isn't. Theists greatly outweigh the amount of atheists in prison. 99% or more of the prison population in the United States is theist, when only 70 or 80% of the American population is theist. Go figure. We hold the moral high ground. Let us speak our peace. Maybe you'll learn something from us.
That's non-existent. We all know that. We talk about that in America, but that's pretty much non-existent, especially in the red states, particularly the South. That's where the atheists are having the most trouble when they talk about violent acts that have been enacted against them or what have exacted against them or what have you. That's the kind of area that they're talking about. I think in New York City, I don't think people care too much about it. We're a Christian country. There's no question about that.
There's no question about that, Stephen. Man. You know your basketball, Stephen, but you don't know shit about this country.
Love the Lord, so does Karen, so does everybody that I know. But the reality is that you're entitled to believe what you want. As long as you're not, you know, imposing your beliefs on other people, so be it.
I mean, why bring a basketball expert? The guy's a sports announcer. Bring him on here to talk about this topic. This is way above your head, Stephen.
Is that what you think they're really doing, imposing their beliefs?
And where's the atheist? Where's the atheist on this panel to speak up? Come on, CNN.
They don't have a good marketing. They have a horrible PR rep, and they don't have good marketing.
You know, I find this part funny. She starts talking about how they have a horrible PR rep and they don't have good marketing. And here we are getting accused by people that the blasphemy challenge is all about marketing. Been seen on Nightline. We're about to be seen on Canadian Broadcast Corporation, which is basically like their national news by millions and millions of people. We're going to be in the New York Times soon, and we don't have good marketing. All right.
I mean, look, if they had Hallmark cards, you know, maybe they wouldn't feel so left out. You know, we have Christmas cards.
We don't have Hallmark cards. Maybe we wouldn't feel so left out. How about go check evolvefish.com, honey? We got cards. We got cards for you. You want cards? We got your cards.
Fonza cards now. Maybe they need to get some atheist cards and get that whole ball rolling.
Yeah, got it. All right. So, all right. Well, I guess you don't know what the shit you're talking about.
So more people can get involved with what they're doing. I think they need to shut up.
Oh, there it is. And now you guys know why I'm so angry at this piece. Yeah, normally I'm calm and rational and peaceful. But here she goes on CNN saying she thinks atheists needs to shut up. What the fuck is she talking about? Fucking moron.
Let people do what they do.
I disagree with that.
And stay in there.
I don't think they need to shut up. The reason why.
I got people in my chat room right now saying that I think, quote, I think I lost all respect I ever had for CNN. And you know what? You know what? This isn't as much CNN's fault. For the views of the panel, they needed to have an atheist guest on this panel. The entire topic was about how atheists were being discriminated against, and they bring three Christians on to respond. Are you kidding me? Could you make our point any more clear? Are we being discriminated against? Yeah, you just put in the news three Christians to talk about whether or not atheists are being discriminated against. What do you think they're going to say?
I don't think they need to shut up because there's a whole bunch of people in this world that we can look at and say they need to shut up, and they certainly don't. You've got everybody.
Thank you, Stephen. Thank you. You know, you've got something going on up there, a little something. I don't know. Maybe it's hanging out in the liberal sports market or something. I don't know.
Fighting for their own individual cause. This is their cause. We might not like it. I don't agree with it at all, but they do have a right.
I think they need to shut up about crying wolf all the time and saying that they're being imposed upon.
Crying wolf? Okay. Not only am I being imposed upon as an atheist, you're being imposed upon as a Christian. How would you like it if the people, okay, our Congress at some point became a majority Muslim? How would you like it if all of a sudden, on our dollar bill, it said one nation under a law? How would you like it if in our pledge you had to say one nation under a law? How would you like that, huh? Because if Congress can violate the Constitution to justify putting God in the pledge and on our money and every other place where you're talking about crying wolf, they can do it to justify anything. They could put any god on there. We're defending your rights just as much as we're defending ours. So guess who needs to shut up?
I personally think that they should never have taken prayer out of schools.
You personally don't think they should have taken prayer out of schools. So basically you're personally saying that you think the Constitution is bullshit. Let's rip it up and piss on it. You know, you can fit right in with your president, George Bush.
I'd rather so there be some morality in the schools, but they did that because an atheist went to court and said their child, then don't pray.
Don't say
one nation under God.
How about you just leave the country? Go ahead. Why don't you go there? She didn't, but how many times have we heard that? Why don't you just leave the country? Don't pray. I got an idea. How about we fix America? How about we stay here because we love this country and what it was meant to be, and we fix it and we restore it, okay? And we set back all of this religious crap that has been forced down our throats by our Congress unconstitutionally. The laws have been changed. Our rights have been violated. Your rights have been violated, and we're here to fix that. And you know what? While I'm on this topic right now, everybody go and visit secular.org, www.secular.org. Okay. They are the first atheist group that has lobbying power in Washington, D.C. All right. This is a coalition of multiple atheist organizations, and they need your support. You can sign up on their action alert group and participate in all different sorts of things, email lists and petitions and all sorts of things. And in fact, I think they're still offering an award if you can figure out who the highest ranking official in government is who's an atheist. Because these guys would be committing political suicide if they ran for office saying they were atheist. And you know what? If 10 to 15% of our country is atheist, it would call to reason that there are some atheists in government right now, in Congress and in the House, and they need to speak up because they're allowing this Christian dogma to be pushed on our country unconstitutionally day in and day out.
And what about this obnoxious Michael Newdow who went to...
Yeah, obnoxious Michael Newdow fighting to restore your rights, Debbie, okay? Fighting to take God out of the pledge because it's unconstitutional. Where is the person on the segment saying that? Where is the person? CNN, what the fuck is up your ass? Where is the person saying that? Why do I have to be the one to respond here where your audience isn't going to hear it? Where is the person saying that? It's unconstitutional to put God on our money and in our pledge. Read the first fucking amendment.
All the way to the Supreme Court for his child. The child doesn't know what's going on to try and get under God taken out of the Pledge of Allegiance.
The child doesn't know what's going on. It's not the job of the child to understand the Constitution of the United States and what his or her rights is. It's the job of the parents, the job of the adults in our society, the job of Congress to not impose religious bullshit in a public school system, okay? Congress has no right to violate us in that way. If they do it for Jesus Christ and your God, they can do it for any God. And go ahead, say it's some sort of general God all you want. The fact is, atheists don't believe in God, okay? So it shouldn't be in our public school system.
Are on the attack, and it's obnoxious, and they do need to shut up.
They
You're
have
right.
been on the attack. But
yeah, let's shut up. Why don't you shut up, Debbie?
The reality, again, is everybody right has their own cause. And the fact is, there's a whole bunch of people in America who need to shut up, and they don't. So why should these people be any less?
Now here's Stephen again, the voice of reason on this moronic panel.
We live in a nation, we're supposed to be tolerant, we're supposed to be accepting of other people's viewpoints, even when they are not our own. And the fact is, if they're an atheist, that's their right. They're not going to change my belief in God.
What I find so interesting is when you look at those statistics, that they were the most hated of all the minorities. Gays, more than
that. I'm not even willing to believe that. That's news to me. I mean, I heard that, I read
I'm not even going to believe that. That news to me. Yeah, well, it's scientific fact. Steve, there was a study done, okay? Atheists are the least trusted minority in the United States, all right? And, you know, considering a guy who utilizes blind faith to attain knowledge in life, and now you have scientific evidence, and you said you read it, and you heard about it, I would think you probably should trust it, okay? We're the least trusted minority in this country right now people would vote for a gay or a Muslim over an atheist for office. And, you know, to be honest, I don't think there should be discrimination for any one of those groups.
That I just don't believe.
You can't pick an atheist out of a crowd. Yeah, I mean, right.
But can you explain to me where you feel the assault? When 97% of the folks in this country claim to worship some kind of...
No, 97% of the people in this country don't claim... What is the matter with CNN? What born-again Christian organization bought CNN when I wasn't looking? 97%? Are you out of your gourds? What are you talking about? At the bare minimum, at the lowest that anybody puts on it, is that 10% of this country are non-believers. And that's the lowest number you can find. Maybe seven, you know, minimum. We're talking, you know, 10, 15, probably 20% of the country's atheist. Probably another 10 to 15% are what they would call agnostic, which would probably actually be atheist agnostic. You probably have 25 to 30% of this country non-belief. And then you have probably another 20 or 30% that don't attend church.
So you have 1 to 3% of this population that doesn't believe in God.
Well, actually, it's more like 8%, 8 to 12%.
The moron knows something.
You know, they're not hurting anyone, and I don't personally have a problem with an atheist. Believe or don't believe what you want. Exactly. Don't impose upon
atheists. Aren't hurting anyone, and she doesn't personally have a problem with us. But shut up.
Am I right to want to have prayer in school?
Don't impose on your right to want to have a prayer in school. Here's an idea, honey. Take your money and go pay for a school that will put prayer in it. Okay? How would you like it if Buddhists ran our country and everybody had to meditate for 4 hours a day as opposed to learning in public school? How would that sit with you? Would that be good? Five hours of school, 4 hours of learning. I got an idea. How about this? How about we spend time worshiping everybody's God in school? We go through the list of the 3,000, 4,000 gods that have been worshiped throughout time, and we spend a minute a day on each one. Oh shit, that's 3,000 minutes. There aren't that many minutes in the day, are there? How would we do that? How would we do that? Because seriously, honey, if you're gonna worship your God in school, let's worship all the gods. In fact, let's do that. Let's just go to school and just pray all day long. That'll teach us. That'll teach our kids something. You know, that's the ticket. Take your money and go put your kid in a private school. All right, the public school system that atheists pay for. All right, so that atheists can send their kids to school. They don't want their kids having your religion taught to them at school, all right? My kid doesn't need to sit there and waste his time praying to an invisible boogeyman in the sky because you think that your rights are being infringed upon, all right? My kid is smarter than that, all right? You could take your prayer and do that shit at home, all right? There is no reason that you need to have a prayer in school. None. Do it at home.
Say the Pledge of Allegiance, to honor my God.
To honor your God, don't infringe upon my rights. That's your argument. And yet, you know what? Your argument is hypocritical. You're infringing on all rights, okay? My kid goes to school with my money to learn, not to have crap and mythology and myth, okay, and superstition forced on him. Okay, and when I say forced on him, I literally mean forced on him. He will be in that room as the other kids pray, and he has to sit there and have his important time wasted on your bullshit.
When they want to take God out of the Pledge of Allegiance or what have you, this is what I'm saying. If they're saying, okay, that's Christian. What if you're a Muslim? What if you're somebody of a different belief?
Yeah, but this is a Christian country.
I understand.
No, it isn't, Debbie. That's a Christian country. I'm Jewish, but that's a Christian country.
Yeah, but what they're saying,
fucking idiot,
thing is, how can, if we're inclusionary, why can't we include all this? And we're not. That's the hypocrisy, and that's what I'm getting to.
You know what? Let's look at Europe, where there are more atheists and where they've lost God, where the church is not that strong. Europe is becoming Islamist. It's fast falling, and intolerance is increasing. That's the one.
Europe's becoming Islamist. Small parts, maybe, but as far as I know, the rest of the world is starting to outgrow religion.
The reason our country has not been...
Debbie, she's been on Stern a bunch of times, and she was halfway intelligent, But I don't know. And her gaining weight, I think she gained some stupidity, too.
Come like Europe because we have strong Christians and because atheists are not strong. And I think that's a good thing.
Atheists aren't strong. And you think that's a good thing? Yeah. Well, you'll see, honey.
On that note, I got to cut it off, except for.
That's it. I'm sorry that that I got very harsh in this segment. I don't think I've been this harsh in a while. And but you know, seriously, I did this because a couple people in my chat room were really pissed off about this and they wanted to feel better about it. This is the kind of crap we have to deal with, all right? I admit cursing and the type of argumentation that I used wasn't exactly completely rational. You know, these douchebags deserved it. You know, if you're going to get on TV like that, CNN, screw you for not putting an atheist on that panel. And, Debbie and token Christian girl, whatever the heck her name was, that doesn't want her rights infringed upon as she infringes on everybody else's rights. You guys, you know, you need to go back to school. And maybe that's the problem. Maybe the problem is when you guys were in school, you had prayer. You didn't learn enough because, you're clearly, misguided. At best and completely fucking clueless at worst. So, you know, if you like what you hear here, or you at least want to hear something a little more rational, which we normally are, come check us out at www.rationalresponders.com. I almost don't even want to give my name out now because, I am pissed and, I've got a feeling that, I've just lost some subscribers, but so what?